Dave Spadaro, Glenn Mack now. It's Eagles 360. We come your way every day during the week, Monday through Friday, here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles app. And now, without further ado, Glenn Mack now has three bold predictions for the Eagles in 2016. Drum roll, please.
These are the season ones. Now, I did this last year, 16 weeks, five, that's 80. I was, what do you figure, about 70 for 80?
Yeah. Wrong.
They're that's why they're bold, Dave.
Right.
Here you go. Number one, and I feel really confident about this one. Darrell Green Beckham is going to prove to be a steal for the Eagles, who got him for a backup offensive lineman they probably weren't going to keep anyway. Now, this relies on Doug Peterson finding creative ways to use Darrell Green Beckham, and it relies on Green Beckham keeping his head in the playbook, something he has not always been great about. But if that works out, and I love, I told you, that three tight end set, and they figure out a way to use them there in and in the red zone, I think the kid's going to get eight touchdown passes, 40, 50 catches, and will be a big addition to the wide receiving corps.
Okay. I happen to agree with you on this one, Glenn. I think Dorial Green-Beckham, not that it really matters if he starts or not, but I think he's going to start and could start on Sunday and will be a big part of things. And they're going to feed him the offense in very small chunks and throw footballs up for grabs and slant routes and go routes. And, oh, by the way, Cleveland's tallest cornerback is 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
So there will be opportunities to go up and get it in the red zone.
And I think he's going to do that this year, this week and all year. All right, number two. This one may be more than a more of a hope than anything else, but I think it will be a key part of the Eagles' success this year. Ryan Matthews is going to stay healthy. He's only been healthy two of his 6 years in the NFL, and when he was, he rushed for 1,100 yards 1 year and 1,255 yards the other. He's got the 11th best rushing average per carry average of any running back actively in the league. He's great when he plays. Obviously, he doesn't play enough. If he can do it, I think he'll rush for over 1,000, and this team will be that much the better for it.
Okay. I mean, that's fingers crossed
on
that
one. Yeah, it's a bold prediction because he's only done it two out of 6 years.
And the point that you make is a good one, though, Glenn, because Ryan Matthews, very talented, 220, 225 pounds, has that explosiveness, can run away from defenses. We saw that last year in Carolina. Powerful, make you miss a little bit. It's all there for Ryan Matthews. It's just that he hasn't been all there on the field. So we are all hoping that the Eagles can put him in bubble wrap and make him go.
It'll be a big one. All right, here you go. Number three. This entire division, the NFC East, from top to bottom, is going to finish within 3 games of each other. No team is going to win double-digit games in this division. Top team's going to win maybe 9. Mm. The bottom team's going to win maybe 6. And what that means, obviously, is the division's wide open. Dallas's defense is terrible. And while everybody's putting Dak Prescott in Canton, it's got a lot to prove right here. The Giants' defense is better, but it was 32nd in the league last year. I'm not sure how much better it is, and their offensive line looks like a mess. Washington is probably the best team in the division right now. They don't have much of a running game. And other than Ryan Kerrigan, I don't think they have that much of a pass rush. Nobody's going to run away with this division. 9 wins at the top, 6 wins at the bottom.
All right. I agree that it's open. I think somebody will get to 10 wins. Maybe 11 wins.
Who do you think?
Well, I think the Redskins are the best team in the division as a whole.
Right now.
They are the defending champions.
They are.
Would love to say the Eagles, but we just don't know with Carson Wentz as the starting quarterback. So going in, Washington is the team to beat in the NFC East.
You know what it means? Meaningful football in December.
Meaningful football starting tonight in the NFL. Glenn Macnell, three of his 5 bold predictions. You can hear the other two on game day when we have our kickoff show here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And let's keep score out there. Come on. Let's keep score. Glenn Macnell, he knows everything.
No.
All right. We've got some interviews to get to here. Next up on Eagles 360, Jordan Matthews, Eagles wide receiver, sits down with me, talks about the Eagles offense. Matthews hasn't played the entire preseason, but he's ready to go on Sunday. What does that mean for the Eagles offense? We'll talk about it when we return.